on February 10th at 2 p.m. at Plymouth Church in Des Moines. The Des Moines Metro Opera's Des Moines Metro Opera Guild, Des Moines chapter, is presenting the dazzling soprano Sarah Gartland in recital. Ms. Gartland will also be starring in the Des Moines Metro Opera Summer Festival presentation of Berg's Wasserkind. We have the honor of having Sarah Gartland joining us today from Arizona. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us, Sarah. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a bit about what you're doing right now. You are in Arizona, you lucky person.
I know, I couldn't have picked a better place to be than in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm currently here in production with the Arizona Opera, singing Violetta and La Traviata. I have one performance actually this weekend at Symphony Hall in Phoenix, and then we go to Tucson, where I sing one performance there next weekend. And then from here, I travel on to Des Moines for the recital on the 10th.
Which we're all very much looking forward to. Now, you are a Midwestern gal. You grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I did. Born and raised, just 4 hours north there of Des Moines. I'm very familiar with the winters that the Midwest has, but I've since relocated to Dallas, Texas, because that's where my husband works. In fact, he is the head of casting for the Dallas Opera, and that's what brought us there. So I am a Midwesterner through and through.
When you come to Iowa coming up on February 10th, you're going to perform not only opera favorites, but musical hits as well. And you're going to have Scott Ahrens at the keyboard. So it seems like you have a theme going for this recital.
I do. Since it's so close to February 14th, Valentine's Day, I wanted to develop a recital of songs dealing with love and sort of all aspects of love. So being in love, unrequited love, sort of vain love, just every aspect of love that I could find to fit within 1 hour, and songs that both arias that I have done in the past and that I love to sing, art songs that I have never sung before but have heard many times and have always wanted to sing, and then some musical theater songs that I have sung in the past and I absolutely love them. That's sort of the common theme. Either they're songs about love or they're songs that I love, songs that actually my husband loves. There's a Spanish song in there that I sang on a Spanish song recital that was my husband's grandmother's favorite song that she loved to dance to in the kitchen when he was growing up in Mexico. And so all different sort of aspects of love and the feelings of love. And, you know, hopefully it'll be an afternoon that can warm all the spirits on a cold February day. Maybe it'll be nice that day, but regardless, hopefully it will bring joy to everyone for the afternoon to hear all these different songs about love and hopefully songs that the public has not heard before. Maybe it will pique their curiosity and have them fall in love with those composers while they're there listening to the music.
I believe that when you show up in the state, you're going to be a ray of sunshine and we're going to have brilliant weather. That's my forecast.
I hope so.
Yes, absolutely. So you're going to start off with some art songs of Ned Roram.
Correct. I had the pleasure of hearing a lot of Ned Roram's songs when I was completing my undergraduate degree at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And he's an American composer. He's only composed two operas, one of which is Our Town, which I think is the most popular of the two and has been done at the University of Indiana and at Juilliard. And it's been performed quite a bit. But his art songs are really lovely. Susan Graham has famously recorded many of his works. Jake Heggie has played at the piano for Susan for his work. So they're completely accessible, really beautiful songs. And I was looking for pieces that had love or that were dealing with love or had that theme, of course. And that just spoke to me. I've always wanted to sing his music, and I've just never had the opportunity, and this provided me with that. So selfishly, I got to choose what I wanted to do. And his music is really, really beautiful.
And then you're going to go right into Verdi. That's quite a jump.
A jump, isn't it, though? I know. Yes, then I'll sing Sempre Libera, which, of course, I'm singing the role right now here in Arizona. It's the fourth time I've had the pleasure of singing the role of Violetta. So, of course, Sempre Libera, you know, she's just been... You know, her heart has just expanded having met Alfredo, and she cannot believe that she could actually have true love like this after living the life of a courtesan. And at the very end of the aria, she decides that, yes, in fact, I'm going to turn my back on this courtesan life, and I'm going to really open myself up to true love. And she goes into the country with Alfredo after this. Of course, the story, as in opera, tends to be, it's very tragic for her. But just that thrill and that excitement of, you know, pure possible love and thrill. So I wanted to bring that. Of course, it's a very well-known aria. I know Des Moines produced La Traviata a couple years back, so everyone may remember it. And of course, it's so well-known. So, but another aspect of love there, and it is kind of a jump. Yeah, when you're programming a recital, you try to think of things, how to order things so that it's easy for the audience to hear, but also easy vocally for one to sing. But I also didn't want it to be just an afternoon of opera arias. That can actually get very taxing for the voice and for the audience too, because you want to give a potpourri of selection. So there's only two operatic arias that I'm giving, but they're both quite big sings. So hopefully with art song and leader and musical theater on either side of that, it'll be a good, I guess, start to finish program for everyone's ears that afternoon. And these leader and melody, they're all songs that I love, actually, and have sung before and have personal relationship to, except for the Ich liebe dich, which is by Grieg. And my husband introduced me to that. And it's just really, really, really beautiful in German. And that will sort of kick off. There's a couple German pieces. There's that, and then Morgan, and then A Chloris, which is in French, which is gorgeous. And then the El Día Que Me Quieras, which is the Spanish song, which was in a film, a 1930s film made popular by a very famous Mexican film star at the time, but it became, I mean, almost everyone in popular music, especially in Latin America, has recorded this song at some point or another. And it was the song that would be playing on the radio, you know, and even today, or sort of back in like my grandparents' day, especially in Latin America, you would hear that song and it would be very, very recognizable. So it became popular, even though it was originally in that film.
And then you're going to do another interesting piece. Is this the mirror aria next?
This is Thais's mirror aria from the opera Thais. Yes, this is gorgeous. When in the opera, this goes into the meditation scene and then Atanael joins. But it is, it's just gorgeous. When I was saying earlier, you know, I was calling it vain love, but you know, she's admiring herself and her beauty and all of these wiles that she possesses, and it's a hypnotic, just gorgeous. It has super high floaty notes and then low beautiful notes, and of course it's in French, the language of love. So it has everything. It's quite that is quite a long Shana, but it's beautiful. It's a role that I would love to be able to do one day. It's an opera that I enjoy listening to, and it's so dramatic and so French. So for me personally, besides just loving the aria, I first sang this aria and then the final scene from Thaïs, which is an incredibly dramatic scene. I sang these for the first time in 2011, and I think I sang them successfully, but I think I knew deep inside of myself that maybe I needed to put it on the shelf for a little bit because I needed to just grow more into my voice and into my own artistry before I brought her back out. And so this opportunity provided me that chance to explore her again, and it's just a phenomenal aria. Super. And that opera is so fantastic.
Sad.
Very sad. Yeah. I mean, but you know, like all these sopranos, all these sad, sad sopranos, it just ends up, you know, that their endings of the operas are always so tragic for them. And that is particularly a sad and super tragic opera, but beautiful. Yeah. Very beautiful.
And then you're going to really pick things up and go to musical theater.
My first love. I started in musical theater in high school. I was a belter way back in the day and sang musical theater. I was really lucky that the high school I attended continues to have and had a really fantastic music program. And I had a couple musicals a year, and I was really blessed that I was able to sing in those. So these are some of my favorite musical theater selections. Rodgers and Hammerstein. I mean, I think what's really exciting, what we're seeing, both because I think the public loves a good classic musical, we're seeing more opera companies bring Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals back to the operatic stage where they can be fully realized with full orchestra and that sort of classically trained, fully realized voice that doesn't need to be amplified via microphone, where they can sing with full orchestra and deliver spoken word while singing these beautiful songs. And oftentimes we hear them with musical theater voices, which are also beautiful, but this way you get to hear it with a fully classically produced, trained voice. And I think that's the way originally that they were intended to be heard. So these are some of my favorites that I will present. There are four of them, also with different aspects of love, both sad and happy. And I can't wait to end the program with those and show everybody a little bit of my sassy, fun musical theater side of my personality.
Well, give us a little hint. What are some of these that you're going to be singing?
So the four that I will be presenting, the first is People Will Say We're in Love. So of course, that's sweet. My White Knight is next. That comes from The Music Man. It's not, I don't believe in the film that song is part of the movie of The Music Man, but it is in the actual musical, and it's so fun to sing. Then that will be followed by Love Look Away from the Flower Drum Song by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Just such a sad, sad song, but beautiful. And then I'll close that group with I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady, which I think is the bubbliest, just such an effervescent expression of when you fall in love for the first time, or you meet somebody and they absolutely spark that excitement inside of you. That's I Could Have Danced All Night. And I thought that would be a fun way to send everybody back out into the cold.
But remember, you're bringing the sunshine with you.
That's right. That's right. So,
and I have a feeling that you may be dancing at the Plymouth Church. This is all happening on February 10th at 2 p.m. with soprano Sarah Gartland. And it's going to be an incredible recital. She's going to be performing with pianist Scott Ahrens at the Plymouth Church in Des Moines at 2 p.m. To get tickets, you can call 515-961-6221 or go to the website DesMoinesMetroOpera.org. That's all one word. And then put a slash and put Gartland in there. And tickets will also be available at the door. So one of the reasons you're coming back to Iowa for this recital is that you're also going to be coming back this summer and you're going to be starring. Tell us about this role and how exciting this is that you'll be back performing.
This is a thrilling undertaking that Des Moines Metro Opera is going to be presenting to the public. The Opera of Wozzeck is extremely complex and complicated. I believe that we're presenting it without intermission. That's fairly typical. It's 90 minutes without intermission. It's in German. It is sung in German, and there's also Sprechstimme, which is spoken German words or dialogue, but set to a pitch. But the intention is not that you sing it full out as though you would in a melody, let's say, or in an aria or a duet, but where you speak it. It's technically extremely complicated. This is by far the most challenging role to date that I have taken on. So, of course, I'm thrilled that I am afforded this opportunity to do it in Des Moines, because Des Moines is my home house, really. I mean, I was a young artist there in 2008, and I've really grown up and developed my voice and my acting chops and everything with Des Moines Metro Opera. So under the baton of David Neely and the direction of Christine McIntyre, it's just going to be a phenomenal show. It's rather dark. It is extremely tragic. Marie has a child by Wozzeck, but this child has been born out of wedlock, and there's, of course, a considerable amount of gossip that happens in the town. There is a war, or there's soldiers that are coming in to town. Marie sees them. She flirts with one of them. His name is the drum major, and Wozzeck becomes extremely jealous. I think the pressures of society around him and all the gossiping and everything, it's so much for Wozzeck to deal with. And there's all this oppression socially and economically. And so when he confronts Marie that she may have flirted or be interested in this drum major, she doesn't deny it. And quickly things spin out of control. And again, as happens for these sopranos, it's this is a horrifically tragic ending. But I think it's just thrilling, and I'm so excited that Des Moines is taking up this challenge. And the role of Wozzeck will be sung by Michael Mays, who has been to Des Moines Metro Opera many times, and he is such a phenomenal singing actor. He and I have never worked together, but we have so many friends in common, and we know each other, but I cannot wait to sing and act alongside him, because he's just a phenomenal artist. So it's going to be really exciting, and perhaps the most difficult thing I've yet done. So I'm so thankful to be doing it in Des Moines.
Well, this is an amazing work, because Wozzeck was started during World War I. You were talking about how dramatic this is. That is part of this plot, and it was very monumental work as far musically as well. It's just amazing that Des Moines is going to be doing it this summer.
It is awesome. I mean, it's giving me goosebumps sitting here talking to you about it. Yeah, I mean, I think because World War I was the backdrop of the composition and the performance, you know, all of that is in the history of this piece, it very much colors the drama and the intention of the piece. And of course, knowing all that we know now, you can't help but if you know that going in, if that's sort of in the back of your mind, then I think it will only influence the impact that this piece can have on the audience.
Well, we've been so fortunate to be speaking with Sarah Gartland today, and it's going to be an incredible performance this summer, but also an incredible performance coming up on February 10th at 2 p.m. at Plymouth Church in Des Moines, being presented by the Des Moines chapter of the Des Moines Metro Opera Guild. And again, I'm going to give you those numbers to get tickets. It's 515-961-6221 to call in. You can go online at DesMoinesMetroOpera.org/Gartland, and then tickets will also be available at the Plymouth Church on the afternoon of February 10th. Thanks for today's interview goes to IPR's Chris Fenton, Keaton Scoville, and Alexis Hahn, along with the Des Moines Metro Opera's Michael Eagle and Dennis Hendrickson. And of course, a big thank you to soprano extraordinaire Sarah Gartland. And thank you so much. Break a leg this weekend in Arizona, and we're looking forward to having you come back to Iowa.
Thank you so much. I cannot wait to return.